Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You have these steps that you help kids feel at ease. And I think it's important to go through it because as we are helping our children regulate, I feel like, you know, I'm an empath to my core. I am also self-regulating.
First step is listening. If they say something and I'm just like, okay, I get it, but I don't repeat it back to them, they don't really think that I heard what they said. So validating them by saying, this is what you just said. So they're like, okay, mommy's actually listening and she hears me. She actually hears me. And then holding space for them. So whatever they need in that moment, do you need a hug? Do you want me to sit with you? Do you want me to play Legos with you? I mean, look, as mothers, as fathers, we don't always want to play. Like, we just want to lay down and take a nap and play that game where I'm like, want to play doctor? Yeah. And Zoe gets her doctor's kit and she's like, I'm like, mommy's sick. I don't feel good. Right. And you know, they're like, mommy needs medicine. I'm like, yeah, mommy needs medicine. Yes. And I just lay there. That's my favorite type of play. But the play, even for 5 minutes and dedicated time with the child that's having a hardest time. It's like, we can't do this with every single child every single day. Let's be real. So when they're having those moments, and ideally on a regular basis, even when they're not having those hard moments, having some one-on-one time, really holding space for that moment and playing and saying what they're doing and engaging and reflecting and having fun, like leaning into the fun, I think is so important.
There is no hood like parenthood. Hi, I'm Kanika Chadda Gupta. I'm a former CNN journalist, mom of three, including twins, and host of That's Total Mom Sense, the podcast. Now, if I had a dollar every time I heard, gee, you have your hands full. On my show, I interview change makers on their life lessons, legacy, and superpower of intuition, which I call our mom sense and dad sense. I've had the privilege of working with Mom 2.0, March of Dimes, and the White House, and have had some pretty amazing parents on my show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kelly Rowland.
Hi, this is Chelsea Clinton.
It's me, Bobby Brown. Can't wait to share my story.
That's Total Mom Sense is a production of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube so you never miss an episode. To join my tribe, visit thatstotalmomsense.com and follow me on Instagram at Kanika Chadda Gupta. Now let's dive in to today's episode. This episode has been brought to you by Child Life Essentials. Did you know that your child's most formative years for their mental and physical development are ages 0 to 7? That's why I wholeheartedly trust Child Life Essentials to help supplement where my kids need it most. The brand was created by a doctor and father to ensure all kids get optimal nutrition. Dr. Murray Clark has been a guest on That's Total Mom Sense and is an expert of naturopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, and Chinese medicine. The brand has been around for over 20 years and is known for its quality, integrity, efficacy, and trust. These are vitamin D3 drops that are ideal for babies and infants. And these are the elderberry super immune soft melts. Here's what it looks like. It's a little gummy. It has a delicious elderberry flavor that my kids and me can't get enough of. And the kicker is, unlike most vitamins and soft chews out there, the Child Life brand has 0 grams of added sugar. And of course, they contain vitamin A, B, B12, C, D3, E,
biotin, zinc, and more. Use my promo code MOMSENSE24 on Amazon to receive 20% off their multivitamin soft chews. Your kids will thank you. Hashtag MomWin. This episode is about singing in the rain, a metaphor to how to live life. My guest lives by this every day. Like flowers rely on sunshine and rain to survive and bloom, we need to accept the unexpected challenges and hardships that we face just as we do our wins, because they make us stronger and lead us to our greater purpose. Jamie Kolnick is a woman of many hats. She's a mother of three, entrepreneur, philanthropist, writer, and performer. She's also the founder and CEO of Jam with Jamie, a nationwide children's music, entertainment, and education company. I'm sure many of you in the audience have attended a kids' party or have hired a Jam with Jamie musician. Jamie's also the co-founder of the Epstein Reach for the Stars Scholarship Foundation, which provides financial aid to high school seniors from South Florida. Jamie's inaugural children's music festival, Little Jam Fest, is happening this year, March 3rd, 2024, at Jungle Island's Bloom Ballroom in Miami. And that's where she and Sean, her husband, and her three kids are based. And we're going to dive into all of this right now. Jamie, welcome to That's Total Mom Sense.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm psyched to be here.
I want to share how we met. It was through Eve Brodsky, who is just fabulous. Eve, we love you. We met at her place at a dinner that she hosted for Powerhouse Mothers, and we connected instantly, and we have so many common friends. It feels like home when you find a friend like you. It's just amazing.
Oh, I feel the same way about you. And that night at Eve's house was, I think, the highlight of my life. I'm like, I've made it. This is it. This is what it looks like. Surrounded by smart, beautiful, talented women at this wonderful dinner. I don't know if I could top that.
Something I didn't share in your bio, which you so openly shared at this dinner, your mom taught you to sing in the rain. So let's start with her.
She was my cheerleader through everything in my life. She's the reason that I started Jam with Jamie. She helped me make my first business cards. She came up with the name Jam with Jamie, which I told her was a horrible name. And she's like, it's great. And she made my business cards.
Oh, amazing.
My first business cards, which I still have. She battled breast cancer for 15 years. Most of my life, I watched her handle life while being sick. And the way that she went about life was she would have the treatment, she would get back on the horse, and she would go to lunch with her friends.
Yeah.
She would do work for my dad at the time, or she would volunteer. Sadly, when my brother passed away tragically in a car accident, she immediately started a scholarship foundation in his name to help other students in need, deserving students in the South Florida area. And they took their pain and turned it into positivity. There was sad moments to be dealt with in life, but that you still look at life as a gift and you give back and you laugh a lot and you find joy wherever it is, and you vacation and take trips. And we've been blessed to be able to do that. And we have taken a lot of international vacations with my parents. My father passed away 5 years before my mom. And so I watched her deal with the loss of her husband and continue to run the Scholarship Foundation, continue to help us succeed in our own lives, going to college and continuing to cheer for us on the sidelines. And when she passed away, my brother Mike and I, we had what our parents instilled in us. And they really raised us to be humans who look at the bright side and who are able to take those challenges in life and continue to build our own families with positivity. And when we get down, because we do, because I have three children and a marriage that I work on constantly, because, you know, you have to, you're met with those hard moments. It's not like I just know how to do it all. I remember how she went through life, and it's inspiring to me.
I feel like she is here.
Is she here with us right now?
She's here with us right now.
She follows me wherever I go.
I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but I feel
No, it's not. I'm so woo. And she's with me in the hardest moments. And I go to the cemetery a lot, and I just sit there and I listen to the trees. I just sit there and talk, and what my oldest son's tantrum is about and what my middle son is relentlessly, you know, arguing with me about, and also all the wonderful things too. I don't know. I feel like I get to take a little piece of them with me then too, like just going and visiting with them. It's a reminder that of what I've lost, but also what I gain just by having had them and the connection I get with them in those moments.
Well, I want to zero in on music and how that's been pervasive in your life. And now it's your business. And I'm sure there's so many dance parties and singing and all that at home. So tell us where that interest of yours began.
Ever since I was little, my mom told me I came out singing. My brothers and my parents, they weren't necessarily musical. They just encouraged me to continue to be musical and do the plays and the, you know, musical theater and sing. And I would write songs starting at a very young age. I started writing music and recording them on that like little dinky microphone connected to my giant desktop computer. And I recorded my first CD with like no instruments behind me because I didn't play an instrument. Everything was a cappella, or I would play, like, for example, like Norah Jones, Don't Know Why. I would play her song in the background. Such a good song.
Yeah.
And I would sing over the track. And my dad, he had this CD I burned for him from my giant desktop computer. And he would like play it in his car for all of his friends. And then starting my company was after teaching music classes with a company called City Babes, which was this amazing place in Soho that had Mommy and Me classes and a spa. I mean, I actually need this now. Mommy and Me classes, a spa, a gym. And I started Jam with Jamie after working there and began to do music classes on the Upper East Side at a local synagogue there. I was in musical theater. I was in New York for musical theater. I was auditioning for shows. I went to school in UT Austin for theater, but I still continued to do music on the side and writing music and doing, I was in a couple bands that went nowhere, which is great, great learning grounds for life. So music is everything. And now we're able to just give that back to kids and inspire them through Jam with Jamie. And it's awesome. It's like, it's work that I feel like is helping the next generation, growing the next generation, like, you know, little seeds. And they're just going to flourish and be inspired to have music around them in whatever capacity that might be.
Talk a little more about how you've scaled.
I didn't go to school for business. I went to school for musical theater. And when I started the business, I thought, okay, mom, I'm doing it. I'm making money. You told me to make money. I'm making money. I'm going to stop using your credit card so much. I'm doing it. I'm succeeding in life. And then I started booking some shows, which was great. I did Lori Berkner's Wanda's Monster, and I was working a lot on the weekends because that was a children's show. So children's theater is always on the weekends. And that meant, okay, well, I can't do, you know, people are asking me to do birthday parties and I'm busy. So I hired a friend of a friend to work with me, and her name is Kelly Hoppenjans. She's an incredible musician. And she started working for me. I trained her to do everything I had done. And I started sending her out for parties. And then Kelly was an actress as well. And she was at an audition. And this guy, Jeff, saw her with her bag of Shakers, Scars, animal puppets, parachute, and a guitar. And he was like, what is that? What are you doing? And she was like, oh, after this audition, I have to teach a kid's music class. And he's like, that's so interesting. Like, tell me more. She calls me up and she's like, I met this guy, Jeff. He seems really great. Like, you should see if he wants to join our team. And things were picking up, super busy. And I was like, well, we could use someone else on the team. And so I hired him. And then at the time, Kelly and I had recorded these videos for Howlcast teaching children's songs and hand plays. And they went viral, like Baby Shark. When I did Baby Shark, it went viral and has a few million views now.
But oh my God.
I got emails from their parents saying, my child is going through cancer treatment and they just love your videos so much and I just had to tell you. Or we're playing your videos and my son is learning English from you. My daughter is learning English from you. Like, I mean, it was incredible what these videos did. And also teachers saw my videos and they would reach out to me like, hey, give me tips. So I would get on calls with some of these teachers in LA and Miami and we'd discuss opportunities to work with me in those conversations. And then I expanded to those cities. So one of those was this woman, Bree Ray in Miami. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm from Miami. Like maybe we just start Jam with Jamie Miami and you could be my lead there. And I wasn't really great with my business plan. I just kind of was like, okay, we're in Chicago now. Okay, we're in Miami now. And I would reach out to my own network or Facebook at the time was big. And I would say, hey, we're in this place. And everybody would tag their friends and say, hey, like you can book Jam with Jamie. And I would go on all the mom groups and I would comment how great Jam with Jamie was. And I hustled, you know,
yes.
Don't tell anyone. Sometimes I would have an email address that wasn't mine and say how great I was.
Yeah. Why not? Oh my God.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes.
I had Jam with Jamie at my first birthday party. I got into a couple press outlets that way.
Wow.
Not the totally most honest way to do it, but look, like it was, you got to figure out ways to get your name out there. And then it's like getting ambassadors and having, you know, people do that stuff on your behalf and get the word out. And then it's organic and then it's natural. And that's such a gift.
I'm sure you're structured, regimented, all of those things, but also like, let's be spontaneous and, you know, let's just go with the flow. Like life is short.
Like I definitely get in my head and I'll like have these repetitive thoughts and I'll think about every little thing I do throughout the day, judging myself or, you know, this interaction and that interaction. And I'll be like, wait a second, I'm forgetting the big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
All these little things don't matter. And it takes a lot of work to remember that and to remember what actually matters. And that life is short and we're so small in the scheme of things. So like the time we get here, like how do we make it as sweet as we can, even when it sucks? Like, how do we take care of ourselves when it sucks? Who are we surrounding ourselves with when it's hard? And whoever's listening, like, who are your people? And the people that are not your people, like, see you later. Like it's, we need the people that give us positive energy, good vibes, are there for us when we're falling, can say you're not alone, and partners that understand, and kids that are never going to understand and just make us feel like shit half the time. But, you know, that's why we do the work on ourselves so that we realize they're children and we're adults. And
Exactly. No, it's so totally true. You have these steps that you help kids feel at ease. And I think it's important to go through it because as we are helping our children regulate, I feel like, you know, I'm an empath to my core. I am also self-regulating when I'm taking them through. So can you shed light on those?
First step is listening. So whenever my kids come to me with any issues, it's always like, hear them out first. And still, I'll get the, mom, you're not listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm distracted because I'm human. If they say something and I'm just like, okay, I get it, but I don't repeat it back to them, they don't really think that I heard what they said. So validating them by saying, this is what you just said. So they're like, okay, mommy's actually listening and she hears me. She actually hears me. And then holding space for them. So whatever they need in that moment, do you need a hug? Do you want me to sit with you? Do you want me to play Legos with you? Do you need a snack? Like, I feel like holding them isn't just physically holding them, but like asking them what they need in that moment and giving space for that. And then playing. I went through the PCIT program with my oldest son. And a lot of this I learned there. And it really was about listening to what they're saying, validating, and a lot of play. And like while we were playing, and it feels really weird when we were doing it, but like we would be, for example, playing with Legos, and Zach would be putting like a blue Lego on top of a yellow Lego. And I'd be like, you're putting a blue yellow on top of a yellow Lego. I love how you are focusing right now. That's so awesome. So sometimes I remember what I learned in PCIT, sometimes I don't.
What does it stand for? I've heard it before, but I'm forgetting.
Parent-child interaction therapy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a type of therapy that is done everywhere, but we did it at UM. It was a really wonderful experience that we had with Zach at, with PCIT. And also, I took what I learned there and now instill it in my home. It isn't just with Zach, it's now with Evan, it's with Zoe. I mean, look, as mothers, as fathers, we don't always want to play. Like, we just want to lay down and take a nap and play that game where I'm like, want to play doctor?
Yeah.
And Zoe gets her doctor's kit and she's like, I'm like, mommy's sick. I don't feel good.
Right.
And you know, they're like, mommy needs medicine. I'm like, yeah, mommy needs medicine. Yes. And I just lay there. That's my favorite type of playing. But the play, even for 5 minutes and dedicated time with the child that's having the hardest time. It's like, we can't do this with every single child every single day. Let's be real. We're just, that's not going to happen. So when they're having those moments, and ideally on a regular basis, even when they're not having those hard moments, having some one-on-one time where it's literally just 5 minutes and playing and sitting down and using some of these, like what I learned in PCIT, which was saying what they're doing. And there's a whole theory around it. And I would, you know, if you're really interested in it, you know, look into it, but really holding space for that moment and playing and saying what they're doing and engaging and reflecting and having fun, like leaning into the fun, I think is so important.
So what can we expect in a Jam with Jamie class? If, you know, someone hasn't experienced one before, like what do the kids just like love?
So a typical Jam with Jamie class is 45 minutes long, interactive, fun for the kids and also for the adults. So the music that we're bringing into the class is a mix of children's classics, but also pop, rock, you know, songs you hear on the radio, oldies. And we really like to mix the music to music that everybody knows. You don't have to learn any music for the classes. Sometimes that sets us apart from some other companies out there. And really, I always say, like, there's room for all of us. I'm very friendly with lots, you know, all of the other children musicians and companies and learn from them. And everybody kind of brings their own thing to the table. We have really incredible musicians working on our team. I'm very picky. There was a time when I was not, and I learned the hard way with some hires and immediately realized it's not worth it to not have just incredible talent and great people out there, you know, representing the product that we built for 15 years. Interactive, high energy, fun, with parachute, shakers, scarves, animal puppets, story time, movement in classes where people are taking them on a weekly basis. We're going to use other movement props like there's bands, there's just like lots of different fun things for kids. It's not just going to be the same thing every single week. And we also listen to the crowd, you know, almost like a stand-up. He's
yep.
Like, I feel like there is some stand-up in this job. Like anybody that I hire needs a really good sense of humor. When I taught the classes, I feel like, and parties, saying at parties, half of it was like connecting with parents and like cracking jokes, you know, with them and like, you know, just like easing the room. Like we're not like, everybody must sit down and you know, it's not like that. It's, I mean, yes, we want them to listen. We want them engaged when they're chatterboxes. And I've been one myself. I always got a C in conduct. look where it's gotten me.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You get to rewrite the rules.
We want them to feel like relaxing spaces, fun spaces. And you're like, the kids are learning just by being there and being surrounded by good music, good people, and a place, especially when for new moms, to meet new people and to connect. So it's a connector.
Yes. And now tell us about your very first of many little jam fest, which is going to be Jam with Jamie on steroids. I can't
jam
wait.
Jam with Jamie on steroids. Little Jam Fest is a little piece of my heart. It is going to be in Miami at Jungle Island's Bloom Ballroom and their terrace and plaza area, a beautiful space. Like, they have weddings there and events. And I really vetted a space that felt like people would want to be there from 1 to 6 p.m.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I know kids are kids and some kids might last 30 minutes. But the goal is to catch as much as they can, because there are going to be brands there activating. There's going to be music all day long from local musicians and wow. from nonprofits in the Miami area, like Miami Children's Museum is going to be there activating. And we have Nicholas Children's Hospital and Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute presenting the festival. I'm so grateful to them for allowing this dream to become a reality. We are going to have Lori Berkner, one of my idols in this industry, and Joni Leeds, another one of my idols and mentors in this industry. She helped me figure out my first contract for Jam with Jamie and how much to charge for a class, because she was doing birthday parties at the time. And now she's a Grammy Award winning artist. So these two incredible women musicians are going to be leading the stage, headliners on the ballroom stage. So they're the only ones in the ballroom stage. And it's fits 1,400 people in there. And we have a VIP section that's going to be outfitted as a lounge and a priority section and a general admission section. There's no bad seat in the house.
Oh, my
gosh. And a VIP room, which is going to be presented by, I can't say yet, but hopefully someone great that I will be landing in the next week. Put it out there.
Wow.
Presented
yes,
by them.
That's happening. Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful brands coming together, a place for them to showcase and be a community event, something that isn't just this year. I want this to be a one of many event where everybody can come together for one day, families specifically with young children up to like 8 years old, I'd say, to enjoy music, to enjoy what Miami has to offer, some samples of food, and we're gonna have ice cream scoops from Whip and Dip, and all of these, you know, I would say core memories that you're going to make just by being at the festival. Probably a couple tantrums. I mean, look, you mix ice cream with a long event, you're going to maybe get a tantrum or two. But hopefully, Lori Berkner and Joni Leeds will calm it down.
Right. Yeah. The parents, too.
I'm going to probably be a chicken with my head cut off, and I'm not going to know what hit me because I have, you know, hit that's coming in. They have like my whole group is coming in to support me. They say, Leah, I think, was like, I feel like we're your bridesmaids coming in for the weekend. Yes. I'm like, you're my Jam Fest bridesmaids. And I hope I get to see you. And like at a wedding, right? Where you don't even know who you're
going
to see.
Yeah, you just, quick photo op and that's it. But it's going to be phenomenal. And we're so proud of you and are just so happy you're creating this space for all of us to celebrate. It's really, really incredible. So how do we get tickets and, you know, what are the, you know, starting tickets at?
If there's one way to support me right now, it's going to littlejamfest.com and getting a ticket. They start at $45, I want to say, and go up from there. There's, I think, $150 family packs. I'm not looking at it. Don't quote me. And I think $80 for priority and then under $150 or $150 for VIP, which gets you like a $300 gift bag just there, including HIPAA's book, shout out. And Dagny Dover is doing their awesome fanny packs in there. So just there, if you want the VIP ticket, you're going to get both of those things and some cool products and also just a space to come and chill and overlooking the ocean. So I recommend those if they're left. I think there are tickets left. And there's going to be like a dance floor in there. And I think like a mom's day off where you can get like hang out with like there's the Nanny League is going to have babysitters there. And we're teaming up with this hopeful brand to do like, you know, some chill mom stuff and dad stuff. Dads can chill too.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we're about that.
So it's all going to be great. It's going to be an experiment. Not going to lie. We're going to see how it goes. But we are very organized because that's how we roll. and have a lot of people on our team making sure it runs smoothly, and an incredible event planner, and really, really good people making sure that this goes off. And I can't wait. And I hope to see everyone there that's in the Miami area or to travel. We have a great room block at the Elser Hotel, which is a new hotel. You can come and make it a either staycation and stay there for the weekend, or come down from out of state or Orlando and come hang out with us. It's going to be a great day.
I'm so excited for this and proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you. And I love you so much. And I would love nothing more for you to be there, and you'll know a lot of familiar faces there. So
yes.
It's gonna be a good time. And they're making a whole weekend of it. I'm like, guys, I don't know if I can be at all this. They're like, okay, we're gonna go to the beach on Saturday. And I'm making, she's like, I'm gonna make this reservation and that reservation. And I'm like, I'll be at what I can. But it's gonna be a really fun wedding weekend.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my God. So fun.
Where everyone's invited to my wedding.
Right. Right. I wanted to ask you about your mom sense moment. And that's something that, I always love to close out the show with. Is there a moment in time that you just remember, thank goodness, because I've got this?
Yes. It was actually recently on the sidelines, just watching a soccer practice. And I had just come off of my other son that was not at the soccer practice. He was next to me and he was yelling at me for not letting him use my phone at the time. I'm like, Evan, it's not screen time right now. Let's just do your homework. Let's hang out. He's like, it was one of those, you're the worst mom moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. I'm the worst mommy, but I'm here. We're going to do your homework. We're watching Zach play soccer. And for a second, I looked down at my phone and I was going to open Instagram. And then I was like, I don't need to be looking at Instagram right now. And I look up at Zach and he was kicking the soccer ball. And I don't even remember what he did, but he did something that he wanted me to see. He goes, Mom, he's like, Mom, hi, Mom. He's like, you see that? And I was like, I saw that. He just kept back doing what he was doing. But I was like, if I was on my phone just then, I would have totally missed that moment. I'm so glad I didn't, because I could have very well been on my phone. But right. He needed me in that moment and he wanted me to look at him. And I was. And I was like, okay, I'm doing this right.
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant. I love that a connection, literally like a laser was made. Tell us a quote you live by.
It is what it is. It was my mom's quote. Another quote is, how important is it? I live by that too. And those two are just my refreshers. I'll sometimes wear a bracelet, like a red bracelet or something. And I'll just, whatever the bracelet is, I'll name it. And I'll say, this is like my how important is it bracelet, or my what it is bracelet. And I also give my son a pee-pee bracelet to remember to go to the bathroom.
So I'm big on bracelets.
I'm big on reminder bracelets.
Yeah.
But I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh, right. How important is it? Or it is what it is.
This was so special, and I'm so excited for the little jam fest and all that you're going on to do.
I hope to see you there, and it was just such a wonderful hour that I got to spend with you. What a bright light in my day. So there you go.
How fun was my interview with Jamie? I think it's so important for all of us to remember that sometimes we just need to just jam it out with life's ups and downs. And as Jamie mentioned, come to Little Jam Fest. It's on March 3rd in Miami. So whether you're a local or you're gonna travel there with your family, it's gonna be a lot of fun. General admission starts at just $50, and you can use my code MOMSENSE10 for 10% off your tickets. That's MOMSENSE10. I wanna give a shout out to a listener who left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Daniel Gillan. And it says, that's what a mom sense is fueling my mom superpower. It's become my favorite companion during my daily walks or while I'm doing my house chores. It's like having a friend sharing their invaluable insights with me. Thank you, Daniel, for that lovely review. We love to have both men and women and those of all genders in our tribe. So I'm so, so excited that you tune in every week. You do get some MomSense swag.
I have mugs and hoodies and all sorts of things, so my team will send you something special. You can email me at thatstotalmomsense@gmail.com and we'll send something your way. You can follow me on Instagram at Kanika Chadda Gupta. You can watch these videos on YouTube. Just type in That's Total Mom Sense with Kanika and you'll see my channel there. And all the information that you need is on my website, thatstotalmomsense.com. I'm so happy to have you on this journey with me, getting to know the experts and friends that are in my network. It's so wonderful to be able to shine a light on them. Remember, always trust your mom sense and dad sense. Stay strong, super parents. I'll see you next time.